There's no doubt about it. Mothers play a vital and special role in our society. And if you're a mum or no one, and I bet you do, you may already know that there are many times when mothers may not feel they're getting the support they need. Well, the Newcastle Birth Movement is here to help. It's predominantly a volunteer-run organisation offering mums and mums-to-be both physical and emotional support as they journey through pregnancy and birth. The group has existed in the region for about 20 years, but it was only recently that it opened its doors to a physical space and the more full-time support network that has followed. Liz Clarkson went down to the space in Hamilton to find out a little bit more.
I'm Alison. I'm from Lochinvar and this is Arthur. He's 5 months. It's been really great actually just to sort of have that extra knowledge and expertise. We first came to a meeting when I first found out we were pregnant, and then we've sort of been in touch with the birth movement ever since. It's more holistic, so there's a lot of different perspectives and beliefs, and everything's welcome, which is really nice.
Hi, my name's Natalie Mead. We've got this space down here at Hamilton, the Newcastle Birth Movement, and our logo is a love heart, and we're all about emotional support and birth information and tons of good things. I am a birth educator and a birth doula and a birth counsellor. So, my skill set was just right to be running this project.
What is actually a doula and a birth educator? What do you do?
Doulas are these amazing servants to women. So we are by your side, having faith in you, belief in you, and doing lots of beautiful things for you and preparing you for your birth. And we're there to hold your hand during the birth and postpartum. So a really great gift to any woman. Private birth education is what I do, and we run courses while you're pregnant. And some examples of private birth education are, say, hypnobirthing, she births, birthing from within, calm birth, all those great, beautiful products that people have heard of. That's private birth education.
Why did you think that there was a need in our community to have this sort of space around birth and birthing and new babies?
For about 20 years, this group has been happening once a month at beautiful meetings. But everyone was gathering in this circle and having this amazing experience and feeling really, really overjoyed at being together and being able to emotionally talk about their feelings about birth. But what I was seeing was everyone going home and then having 4 whole weeks where they weren't surrounded by that beautiful feeling. And I noticed that we had some women coming back regularly, but many would just go off and birth, or they'd have a wedding or a engagement party the next meeting and miss it. We just knew that those women were having such a great time that we wanted to give them a full-time experience. We wanted to be there for them every day.
And so what do you offer here in this physical space?
So the idea was to rent a space and to be here Monday to Friday for a couple of hours every day, so that any pregnant woman anywhere who'd had something upsetting happening or just feeling freaked out or scared, like some bad news from an ultrasound or just a change in their birth plan or just literally getting close to birth and wondering how they were going to birth this baby from their body, could just drop in and speak to a doula or a counsellor. So we do that from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. every day, Monday to Friday. And we then had an issue where we had to earn some rent money. So we started putting on some events. Some professionals in the area were running events for us, and we were able to collect some donations and have some income coming from them as well. But one of our goals was to bring some really beautiful events at affordable sort of amounts to people, so they can sort of donate in an affordable range and they can do some of the private birth education that is normally completely out of reach for many middle-class families. And that's been really, really popular, and it's helped us to pay our rent.
Sometimes there can be conflict between what might be seen as more of a natural or less medical way of birthing and the westernised medical systems that are all set up in places in hospitals and things like that. How do you feel about that sort of conversation?
We love the medical system because there are many times of true, true, wonderful need and we're so blessed to have such a modern and well-informed system. But sometimes a pregnant woman doesn't just need medical or physical, she needs mental and spiritual and emotional contact, and feeling like a circle of women and a sisterhood, and just stories being shared of wisdom, and keying into that inner wisdom and that innate knowingness. And we absolutely fill that gap. We don't even deliberately do it. It just happens when people gather, when women gather. It's beautiful.
I know you've also talking about women who've not just had babies, but a lot of women have perhaps had some trauma or stories that they want to tell from the past. Tell me about that space of storytelling that takes place here.
We love giving people permission to speak about their birth. I think there's been generations, many generations of women who've perhaps been really quite sideswiped by their birth experience, especially back in the ether generation, where the ether cone was placed on the face and women were passed out for their labours and forceps pulled out babies. I'm sure a lot of listeners maybe even can relate, and my own grandmother and great aunt told me their stories. My great aunt was 102 years old when she shared her birth story with me. We want to give women permission to know that what happened to them was an experience. It was an important part of their life, and it doesn't need to be shut down and blocked and repressed and kept secret. We want women to come here to our birth counsellors and talk about their experience. We want to be a part of your listening, a part of you being emotionally held, and we want women to be able to grieve through that process and really allow the sadness, because birth can be a beautiful, glorious, amazing experience in your life. And Ina May Gaskin, one of the wonderful midwives from the birthing farm, says if a woman doesn't look like a goddess while she's birthing, then someone's not treating her right.
That's beautiful. I don't know if many labouring women would agree, but I understand how beautiful that is. So when you talk about people being able to tell their birth stories, what sort of healing comes from that you've seen?
I feel like if a woman can say it was really tough, or it was really scary, or I didn't feel listened to, I didn't feel heard, I didn't feel like I had choice, I think just simply that they can be validated, that someone can actually truly emotionally listen and truly emotionally repeat that back and just say that sounds tough. And also I know that women really, funnily enough, they feel better when they understand that this is a common thing and happening to many women.
Let's head now to, I feel, a part that is often when mothers are least seen, which is often called the fourth trimester, or when they have very small babies. How important is it to nurture those really new mothers who are having so many things going on to them, but there's a lot of focus often, quite rightly so, on babies, to have that focus on mums as well, and dads, I should say.
Ideally, the fourth trimester, she would actually be doing the 40 days rooming in and no one would ever see her, but that would be in a very safe and beautiful space where she was well supported. But those mothers that are at home alone, if there's anyone listening that ever felt that, and I'm sure there's a lot of women who felt that, it's really, we're in a sad Western society situation where we don't have a tribe of women. Now, in our long history and past, we always had a tribe of women, or at least big multi-generational families sharing one home. The best we can do is assure that a woman, it's actually normal to struggle, and very, very, it's abnormal, but it's normal. So there's nothing wrong with you. Those mothers are doing the best they can in these unhappy circumstances. They really, really need the auntie and the grandmother and the sister and the neighbour all just in there together, like holding the baby, even wet nursing the baby, sharing those tasks.
Rachel, and I'm from Birmingham Gardens. He is 4 months old, and we're coming here to the Positive Newcastle Birth Movement just for a few classes for different things. I couldn't get into birth classes because they were booked up because of the time of year. So this was another avenue that I could take and feel supported.
We've got a communal kitchen coming into the space when the courtyard gets refurbished, And we're going to do some postnatal big cook-ups and tell those mums with those little babies, come on down and we'll give you some food and you pop it in your freezer, because it's just too much. It's crazy, but it's just too much for a woman literally to be cooking. I've got a three-year-old and it's still sometimes too much for me to cook, because it's just, where's our tribal circle? And I know so many women listening right now will completely, deep in your hearts, you relate to that.
That is doula and founding member of the Newcastle Birth Movement Drop-In Centre, Natalie Mead, finishing up that report from Liz Clarkson. And you can find them all on social media if you throw in the Newcastle Birth Movement. They're super active on your favourite Facebook groups and applications, and then it can link you to all the amazing information that you might need if you want to get involved or if you have something that you can give.